From iHeart Podcasts, Supreme, The Battle for Roe, tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case Roe v. Wade. Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington.
We're challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
Listen to the podcast Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeart Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk to my friend Vashti Hurt, CarolinaBlitz.com, at Keep Blitzin' on Twitter. See what we have to deal with all the time? People are so triggered, and they don't even want to admit they're triggered. They tell you they're not triggered when you bring up, hey, why not just kick the tires and see what he's got? Nope, be a circus. Nobody complained when Tim Tebow came to New York, but that's another story altogether. How are you?
I'm good. I mean, New York is a circus. They thrive off of that. That media would love the attention that would come with that. So, look at what Aaron Rodgers brought and all of the, oh, is he coming? Is he not coming?
Right.
Like, New York loves that. So, that I don't even think that's a good excuse.
It's terrible.
He could have done better than that.
It's a terrible excuse. And they don't want to admit it. All right, tell me. Because I have been following you specifically throughout the first 3 weeks of this season, Ms. Keep Blitzin. You have been, I think, very subtly critical in a way that I think is fair. You thought that Bryce would be better. You thought the Panthers' O-line would be better. You thought this team would be in better shape. Where do you think they are through three games of this season?
I think they're winless, number one.
Yeah.
And I don't know the identity of this team. And I don't think this team knows its identity. And I think especially offensively, and that's why you bring in an offensive minded coach. I think that's why, you know, why David Tepper was so hung on bringing in an offensive mind to try to get this offense in line with where the league is going. And I haven't seen anything yet that would show me why Frank Wright was the right pick. I mean, they're paying a lot of money for this staff. I mean, you have Frank Wright, you have Jim Caldwell, you have Deuce Staley.
Yeah.
You have great offensive minds, and I was expecting maybe not expecting the Panthers to light things up. I mean, I think it is important to understand that Bryce is a rookie, but I wanted to see flashes, and I haven't seen flashes yet. And given what we were told in the preseason about, oh, we're doing things vanilla because we're going to come out and bang, y'all are going to be shocked. Like, we haven't been shocked yet. Where is the tight end usage? We were told this was going to be a run-first team. You know, they aren't running the ball. Andy Dalton threw the ball 58 times on Sunday. So the core identity of this team is still unknown, and I think that should be – we should know that by now. Even if they haven't found success yet, we should see glimpses, and we haven't seen them.
Vashti Hurt, CarolinaBlitz.com, is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. This is something I've been talking about for 3 weeks. They want to be a running team, but they haven't really. I mean, week one, they ran the ball pretty effectively against Atlanta. They probably should have won that game were it not for two really bad interceptions that Bryce threw and a fumble that basically gave Atlanta 17 points. It was really one good drive off the three turnovers, but it was 17 points off turnovers. That was the difference in the game. But the real problem for me is that, and I think we might have to, I mean, I think it's fair to at least wonder that maybe Ike Ekwonu is not a tackle and that he's actually a guard. He has been terrible in pass protection. They don't protect whoever the quarterback is, Bryce or Andy Dalton. They haven't been able to run to give them more time in that way because they don't have playmakers on the outside. And it's kind of these things are – I think they have good players. I don't think they have good enough players. And I think it's just all kind of catching up.
Hey, Carolina Panthers fans, Chris Lee and Dennis Cox here.
We're excited to offer you all the inside information on your team with the newest member of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network, Panthers Playbook.
Twice a week, we'll keep you updated on your Carolina Panthers. We're talking about locker room insight, exclusive interviews, and of course, in-depth looks at all of the Panthers' wins.
Touchdown, Carolina!
Panthers Playbook. Download and subscribe today at WRELSportsFan.com or wherever you discover your favorite podcasts.
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day!
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
Yeah, and it's tough with Icky because he showed such promise last year. He had a rough couple of weeks, and that's understandable. Mm-hmm. I mean, out of the gates last season, the Panthers went up against a couple of the top pass rushers in the league, and then he kind of felt his stride, and the expectation would be, or the expectation was, that he would, you know, continue to build upon what was a very solid rookie campaign. And I think it's too early for me to say that he's regressed, but I haven't seen a step forward yet. Four false starts in Seattle, you know, allowing QB pressures, allowing QB sacks. That's just not why you draft, you know, Icky as high as you drafted him. And whether he's a guard or a tackle, you know, they have Zavala playing right next to him, another NC State product. Yeah. I think Icky graded higher than Zavala out of that game. And it's just, you know, they're young along the offensive line. Offensive linemen really don't hit their stride until year three, potentially year four. But given what we saw last season, where they were solid, I can't answer what's going on because they actually looked good in the first game against Atlanta, and you mentioned that. But maybe Brady Christensen going down to a season-ending injury, maybe that messed up the chemistry, and now they're trying to find it, and we're not sure how long that's going to take. But I just think on offense all around, it's just been unacceptable.
No, I agree. There's no way to really dress it up. I just think that the problem is more that the personnel, if the offensive line were better, they could make something work out of this. And I think it really does come down to, yes, they're missing two starting players. They're missing Christensen and they're missing Corbett. Ikwunu hasn't played well. I would argue that Taylor Moten hasn't played well. That they've got like an offensive line that we thought was becoming good last year that hasn't been this year. I think it all comes down to that. If they could figure that out, then I think everything would be better because I think Bryce needs a running game more than he needs any single thing. But right now they just can't give it to him.
Yeah, and you know, we were told this would be a run-first team.
Yeah.
You go out and you pay Miles Sanders that money for him to lead that offense in rushing and being a back who can run and catch the ball if necessary. I'm trying to figure out what the identity of this team is. And like you said, you know, what more can help a young quarterback than a strong run game? It opens up everything else in the passing game. But if you abandon it, now you put a lot of pressure on your young quarterback to make plays. And Bryce is getting trashed right now among fans.
I know.
It's tough to see so early in his career. But, you know, Panthers fans are used to Cam Newton, who came out game one and set a record for passing yards from a rookie in his opening debut. So this is what they're used to.
Right.
And for him to come out and be, you know, not what was expected. And also, Adam, the coaching staff really hyped up Bryce, and they didn't do him any favors either, because and we as media, what we saw was like, okay, this guy is different. But now what we're seeing when you're up against other NFL players is, you know, it's going to take some time. And maybe that should have been the message from the beginning from the coaching staff is, yes, Bryce is a great guy and he's worth his number one pick, but you need to understand it's going to take some time for him to get used to the system, get used to the speed of the game. And I think the expectations were too high. And now fans are having to temper them. But, you know, it's tough when, you know, we're talking about potentially winning the NFC South, and now they're 0-3 in the division. So
yeah.
It's rough.
I was guilty of that as anything, because I saw a path where they can get to 8 or 9 wins, and I thought that 8 or 9 wins might win the division, and it might still. But this offensive line has regressed, and it's funny you brought up Cam Newton. I think you and I might have spoken about it back in May, I don't know, May or June or whatever. But I think people maybe just now are remembering just how much of a unicorn Cam Newton was. I don't think that he has never gotten the credit for being as great as he was, because, well, maybe because he didn't win that Super Bowl. I don't know. But, man, that guy was... They broke the mold. He was like, in many ways, he was a quarterback version of Julius Peppers.
Absolutely.
Bash Die Hurt, Carolina Blitz. Keep blitzing on Twitter or X or whatever we're calling it on CarolinaBlitz.com. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks for having me, Adam.
From iHeart Podcasts, Supreme, The Battle for Roe tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case Roe v. Wade. Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington.
We're challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
Listen to the podcast Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.